Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time to keep it real hot and fresh with me today as I'm about to get it popping for Tuesday, April the 9th. That's right, April the 9th of 2013. That's how it's going down right now. How have everybody been doing? I hope everybody has been doing very well. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully April Fool's Day, y'all didn't go in too deep with people. I know some people, I mean, they really celebrate April Fool's, like it's like a, you know, like a really big holiday. You know, they will go all out for the pranks. So hopefully, you know, you didn't lose your friends or lose your boyfriends or your girlfriends for too big of an April Fool prank. All right, y'all. So thank you, everybody. Now, y'all know it is springtime. It's been springtime for about a couple weeks now. And in certain parts of the country, it don't feel like spring now. Here in New York City, yesterday really felt like the first day of spring. It was 67 degrees, and it felt like it. Now, the day before, which was Saturday, no, what was it? I tell you, Tuesday, Monday. No, it was a Sunday. Sunday, it still felt like winter. I mean, it was so cold. I can't even describe how cold it was. But then the following day, Monday, which was yesterday, it felt like a real spring day. I think today is a nice day. I haven't been outside yet, but yeah, I'll be going outside later. But I think it's like 67 or something today. So I don't know. Maybe spring is finally creeping up north to New York City. So anyway, once again, thank you everybody for tuning in. Like I said, I hope everybody has been good, been great. I'll remember the number to call in to talk with me and see what's up and tell me how your spring break is going so far. Actually, I think spring break is over, but if you want to tell me how your spring break was, get a shout out on the radio, then call me up at 646-200-3136. And I definitely check me out on my Twitter at Real Hot Fresh. All right. I got a very good show for you today. You know how I do. I dish you the lunch, okay, for the hour that I am up in your ear. So today I'm going to be talking about, got a conversation piece for you, talking about, you know, a lot of times in relationships, how males expect certain things from females, but then what they expect from females, they don't follow their own rules. So we're going to be talking about that, and I took a little poll to see what you all think, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later. As y'all know, I got some drink off the juice for you. And to know, I'm going to be telling you about McGee's TLC updates. That's right, y'all know they're doing their movies, so I got a TLC update for you. So, yeah, that's what's going on. All right, and definitely y'all already know that I want to hear from y'all. Like I said, that number is 646-200-3136. That's right, and that, and you call that number to speak with your boy. I am Z-Fly. Okay, let's go ahead and get the show started. I'm going to get it started with y'all know the Busters and the Skeezers. Now, today, Busters and Skeezers came to me about maybe 30 to 45 minutes ago. I was talking to my aunt, and she actually gave me some good advice that I want to now share with my young male and female adults. So basically, everybody, you know, I know a lot of times, you know, in this society, people still talking about a recession. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, to me, they say recession, but I think that's just for pick and choosing people. But I see a lot of people, and they're in a recession. They're stated by houses, buying cars. I mean, they're living life. They're going on trips. So I'm not going to say it's recession for everybody. I think, actually, for the country as a whole, I don't know if we're still in a recession. Maybe for some people, it's still kind of tough. You know, maybe for some jobs, it's still be kind of limited. But I don't know, as a whole, we're in a recession. But anyway, but my point to all this is, you know, I know like sometimes whenever it's hard to get a job and, you know, things are hard, you may, you know, have negative influence sometimes in your ear or in your eyesight or whatever, and you sort of pick up habits, which a lot of people call, you know, I got to get my hustle on. You know, I got to get a hustle. And it's just funny how, like, you know, whenever you get a hustle, it never seems to be go cut somebody's grass for money, you know, or let me go wash these windows for some money. You know, let me go down to the car. You know, let me go, you know, go down the neighborhood and wash everybody's car for some money. No, I mean, now, that is somebody's hustle. Now, you know, my thing is I'm not going to, some people do that. But I guess it seems like the majority, they want money fast, that they have to do less work. So, you know, you start to get into drugs, maybe selling drugs and selling all kinds of stuff. But one thing you could sell is illegal merchandise, you know. There are a lot of people who like to sell things, you know, that's the imitation of the real thing. You know, like, you know, Louis Vuitton bag or Gucci belt or a Prada purse, you know. But it ain't real. Just let y'all know, especially in New York, the cops are really cutting down on people. Yes, not only are they locking up the people who are selling these things, but they're locking up the buyer. So, you know what I'm saying? So even if y'all are out there buying this stuff, knowing it's fake and hot off the street, then y'all going to be put in jail, if not worse. So just letting y'all know, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm looking out for my young people that definitely, you know, if you want to get try to get a job or, you know, stuff isn't working out for you, then really exhaust all your options. I notice that people really don't exhaust all their options. They'll be like, well, I tried. Yeah, I put in about 5 applications. I tried. Ain't nobody call me. Okay, but why do people think that you put in about 5 or maybe, you know, maybe even 10 applications and nobody calls you back? Why is that, like, just the end? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure in whatever town you live in, you know, depending, you got to have at least more, you know, businesses that you can apply to. Like, just because you get 10 no's, don't stop there. Because, you know, number 11 could be that, yes. But if you're going to stop just because you're getting a lot of no's, and I'll admit, you know, I'm going to act like hearing no is the best word because I hate rejection too, But at the end of the day, okay, fine, you can stop. You can get, you can get discouraged. But where are you going to be getting? You're not going to be getting where you really want to get. So my thing is don't pick up a bad habit, to get money. And, you may have fast money, but how long will it last? And you know what I'm saying? Like, why get a job that you're making money, you got a lot of money in your pocket, you're able to buy what you want to buy, but then you can never be at ease because you never know when the cops might just bust you. That's a lot of stress, okay? I'm just letting y'all know. Because one thing y'all want to be is busta and skeezer free. That's us. That's what it is, y'all. So be sure to take that to heart. Okay? So I'm just saying. All right, y'all. So there you have it. Like I said, we're going to go ahead and get into some music. Like I said, we had a great show coming up for you. I'm actually ready for the show. I'm ready to get into this conversation piece because it was actually inspired by something that I've actually seen lately. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But right now, everybody, let's go ahead and get into some music. Remember, be sure to hit me up at 646-200-3136. I almost got the number. 646-200-3136. Okay? 646-200-3136. I'm going to listen up for y'all, so don't even try. To not even call. All right, y'all. So let's go ahead and get to some music. This I am your boy Z Fly, and you are now keeping it real hot and fresh.
Don't make it better. I lost control tonight.
What's going on, people? I am your boy Z Fly, and y'all already know that every Tuesday we keep it real hot and fresh. I give you the lunch for your lunch hour. I'm dishing you 311 that you can't forget. All right, y'all. The time is 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all should be logged into my show. Y'all already know that the number to call in if you want to give a shout out or talk about your spring break. I definitely want to hear that. 646-200-3136. And definitely hit me up at Twitter, at Real Hot Fresh, okay? Right now, time to get into the conversation piece of today. And basically, I'm talking about, you know, in most relationships, you know, the male is looked upon as the head. And, you know, most of the time, females are looked at as their help, as his helper. You know, if you go back to Bible days, you know, they say the man is the head of the household, and the female is, you know, his helper, or I don't know if they say helper, but, you know, to that point. And but in today's society, in 2013, now are females really expected to play the housewife while males are off the chain? Now, basically, this topic came to me because any of y'all housewives out there, you know, you watch the Housewives, specifically Atlanta, y'all know you have the Portia and the Cordell Stewart, right? And Cordell is, you know, I guess what they would say, the traditional man, where he wants his wife to stay at home and cook and have babies while he's out, you know, doing a job or whatever. And then when he comes home, he just wants to eat and go to sleep, you know, but he's not really going to do anything around the house. And then he's very controlling. So, but there's a lot of men like that, you know what I'm saying, who that's how they see it, you know. And they see, like, they want a woman who's going to be at home, you know. They don't really want her to work. You know, they want to take care of the bills, and they want to pay some job and have this, you know, just the woman stay home with the kids and cook and keep the house clean. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Women, you know, that might sound like a fairy tale lifestyle, but let me tell you something. At the end of the day, you are shooting yourself in both foot, because I don't care if it's your husband. And the reason I say this is because, see, these days in 2013, husbands ain't like maybe they were years ago. See, in 2013, there's too much going on, like as far as technology and all kinds of stuff, that people just ain't the same. You know, but I mean, look at the divorce rate. You can tell by the divorce rate, people ain't the same. Anybody staying together. And see, and women, there are a lot of opportunities now for women. And me personally, being a male, I feel bad for when I see a woman who's trapped under a man's thumb while he just telling her what to do, or he think that's the right, you know, he think that's his role to tell her what to do. Now, you know, and another thing, too, a lot of people, they take what the Bible said out of context, and they flip it around, and they let it work for themselves. Yes, the Lord did say that, you know, the man is the head of the household, and, you know, he takes care of, you know, his family, and, you know, the woman, you know, she's his helper and his wife. But the Bible didn't say, okay, now the man is the head of the household, which means that whatever he say, the woman got to do it. Whatever he, you know, it's okay for him to not do nothing, to not help the wife out at all, to, you know, just lay around and be ready for food and sex and go to sleep and go hang out with his boys while the woman just stay at home. You know, see, so I think a lot of times people take that and they flip it around to work for their lifestyle. Because let me tell you something. I think it's an awful thing to see when you see a woman who basically, you think back to the eighth, you know, those slavery times, you know, whenever women didn't have rights, you know, but that's how a lot of men want them. A lot of men, they don't want to see the woman working. They don't want to see the woman do nothing. And, you know, so it's just really disturbing. And then women, they do so much to want to keep a man that they allow themselves to be uneducated. They allow themselves to be a victim. You know, they allow themselves to not have any friends. You know, there are those men who don't want their wives to have friends. You know, they feel like, well, We're married now. I should be your best friend. You know, and women just get manipulated. You know, women, you really got to get out of this. You know, whenever you start seeing these type of traits from a man, I don't care how much you think you love him or how much you like him, why would you want to be? It's not gonna end good. You know, unless y'all know how to talk about it and y'all know how to really compromise. And I don't mean he say yeah, okay, we will compromise, but he don't mean it. No, I mean, you know, women, you really gotta I mean, it's sad to say because you know, the Lord did make it so where the woman wouldn't have to do so much, you know, as far as work and, you know, have to be so, always have to try to be up on the man. You know, the Lord made it so the man would just take care of a woman and, you know, she would, you know, I guess be domestic or whatever. But I hate to say it, but in today's society, it's really hard for a woman to just do that because a man will manipulate and use and abuse and just get away with it. You know, I just had a good point. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, a lot of times women, you got to educate yourself. You know, if y'all do watch Atlanta Housewives, as y'all know, Portia, she wants to have a career, and then, you know, they also want to have a baby. But, you know, Cordell was like, you know, she need to choose either between her career or a baby. Now, see what I'm saying? Now, he's going to try to tell this grown woman that she needs to choose between her career or having a baby. Why don't he choose between his career? You know what I'm saying? See, I don't see him trying to stop working to let her have the baby. Then he stay on with the baby while she go work. You know what I'm saying? See, that's why I say women, you got to be, you know, you almost got to think like a man. Because why would you have this man telling you what you could do, but he ain't willing to do it? Somebody got to tell you something that they ain't willing to do. Now, that's something. And you got to sit back on that one. You know, whenever somebody's telling you something and they trying to tell you what you need to do or what you have to do, but they ain't willing to do it themselves, you got to think about that. I don't care if it is your husband, because let me tell you something. Husbands these days are not the same. I will keep saying it. If you don't believe me, go check out the divorce rate. Go check out the statistics for people in relationships that can't stay together. If you don't believe me, then check it out yourself. It's online. You know, whatever. Go check it out. I'm just saying that in today's society, you know, people are very vicious. You know, even the ones you think love you, like your husband. You know, so, I mean, so women, basically what I'm trying to say is anytime a man is trying to push you to do certain things, I would say think twice. Now, I'm not saying, you know, don't do nothing your man say. I'm not saying that. You know, if you're married, of course, you know, but see, to me, marriage should be equal. You know, they say, oh, yes, marriage is equal, but then it ends up being one-sided where not in all cases, but in a lot of cases, most of the men, they usually do what they want, while the woman, look, think about it. Look at the, you know, the statistics about, what I'm trying to say, oh, you're single parents. Look, you know, the woman and the man, they do their thing, right? But most of the time, look who gets stuck with the child. And look who gets to run off and enjoy his life. The man. Isn't it something? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, they sell this stuff, but then it's like the woman gets stuck with stuff. You know, like the man gonna tell the woman what to do, but then she gets stuck not having a career. He has a career. He's very successful. He's gonna get money in his pocket. She don't got her own money. She gotta rely on her husband. And that's another thing. I feel like in today's marriages, you shouldn't rely. I mean, and it's funny that I'm saying this because, like I said, this isn't how it was intended to be. The Lord didn't intend it to be this way. But it is how men are, or not men as like a male, but just man as human beings are. They're very, you know, that's how people get, you know, these, what do you call it? Those, I can't think of what it's called. Prenups. They're prenups. Because, you know, even though you're in love now, you really don't know what the future holds. You might get out, you know, get a divorce, and then there you go. This person got all your money, so that's why people get prenups. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure the Lord wouldn't want people to have to get prenups when you're getting married. But like I said, times, it's the signs of the times. People are not the same. People are very malicious. You know, they'll go into something telling you what you want to hear. As things progress, you'll see the real character. Yeah, it's a very bad. So women, my thing is stay educated. Don't let a man tell you what you should and what you can't do. You know, it should be a equal thing. Compromise, communicate. You know, you shouldn't feel like a slave in a marriage. If that's how you feel, you know, he's telling you, oh, well, you got to pick between having children or your career. And then that's the problem. Because then you need to ask him, well, are you going to pick? Okay, you're a parent too. And see, that's another thing. I could talk about this forever, but I don't understand why men act like a woman is more parent than he is. And maybe that's how society makes it look, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to say, I'm going to say they're very both important. Of course, moms are very important, you know, because they nurture and this and that and the third. And males are also important. You want to know why? Because you see that also men are. I would really say they're just as important, but they just have different roles, which is not how it's supposed to be anyway. Because look at how when a male is not in the household, look how the children turn out, especially boys. You know, so they go to show you that even though you have this very important mother who's nurturing and, you know, caring, but still something's missing. You still need that dad there. So yeah, so that's what I'm just saying. Know what you're getting into before you get married. Females think. And don't let men have you under the thumb doing what they want to do while they got you on the chain at home cooking and watching kids, barefoot and pregnant, a lot of they used to say. All right, y'all, I do gotta take a break. But whenever I'm coming up, I'm gonna be answering your question. Now, I had a down the pole question, which is about this topic, and the question was, oh, what is the question? You know what? I'm so silly. Hold on. The question is, do you think that females, you know, should ditch their male friends, you know, in order to appease their boyfriends or husbands? You know, because there's a lot of guys who don't like to see their wives or girlfriends with male friends. So should the females, should they ditch their male friends to make their boyfriends or husbands happy? I don't know. I'm gonna read what y'all said. That's coming up next. But right now, I am gonna go ahead and take a break. Be sure to definitely hit me up at 646-200-3136, or hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. What's up, y'all? It is time for a drunk off the juice, and y'all know I'm going to be giving dishing it to you good. I am your boy, Z-Fly, and let's get it popping. All right, y'all. So now, as y'all know, that you know the show Love & Hip Hop that comes on VH1, you know, it's been really doing pretty well for a few seasons. You know, last season was Atlanta, and this season, I don't know where it is, but the point is, as y'all know, Joe Budden, now, he has, you know, there was talks about, you know, he wanted to be on Love & Hip Hop or whatever, but then, you know, but despite his claim that he wasn't interested in doing on Love & Hip Hop, his girlfriend says, Samaya Reese, now she says that the rapper has been itching to get on the camera since the first season, so even though he acting like he don't want to be up there, according to his ex, she said, yeah, he really wants to get there. You know, she actually fired a lot of shots at Budden in a recent interview. You know, she basically was saying that, you know, he's so thirsty to be on that show since season one. She said he is a thirst bucket. You know what I'm saying? She said that basically, you know, whenever they had, you know, he was like hoping that they would, you know, send him like a proposal to be on the show. But according, you know, so she really just laid it out on him. So I don't know if that's going to sit too well with Joe Budden himself, because his girlfriend just called him out and he acted like he didn't want to be on the show. But as y'all know, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta Season 2 is actually coming out. So, yeah, it's doing pretty good. You know, the Atlanta one, that's when I wanted to watch, because my girl Rashida was up there, but I didn't get to watch that season because, my cable went out. Something don't happen. All right, y'all, so moving along. As y'all know, Prodigy, y'all remember that Prodigy and Havoc of Mobb Deep, you know, they've been doing a little anniversary tour, but it looks like it was supposed to end in NYC, but they actually they reunited in New York. But Prodigy and Havoc, they have been on the road in celebration of the 20th anniversary, but the duo looks like they are planning a June 20th show in NYC. So the show will take place at Midtown Manhattan's Best Buy Theater. You know, Waka Flocka Flame and former Das Races and member Hings have also been confirmed as performers. So the tour has been well, received by fans. For many of whom believe the duo was over, publicized feud between Prodigy and Havoc took place in 2012. So they are, they are on their little reunion tour. So if you were fans of Mobb Deep, but you still rep with them, definitely check them out June 20th in the Best Buy at Midtown Manhattan. Okay, now as y'all know, Sierra, she got a new boo. Yeah, she linked up with Prodigy, and she was talking about her current relationship, and she just said things like, we actually met working at, first, and our relationship was very organic. She said he is an amazing guy. She said, like, he is really a gentleman, and I don't want to say too much. And then he's like, babe, you're saying a whole lot, but he really is just an amazing man. So it sounds like Sierra is finally found love, and this time it looks like it worked. Future is definitely taller than her, because I remember her and Bow Wow, she was taller than him. I really think that's why they broke up, because sometimes men they have issues with women being taller than them, and Sierra, as y'all know, is a very tall woman, and basically she went on to say that she didn't expect anything to come from us working together. She didn't even know what to expect from going to the studio with him. But hey, look at her. She went to the studio to make a music, and she came out with a boyfriend. So you go, girl. All right, now let's move on to Waka Flocka. Now, he has been flirting with Girl Meets World star Daniel Fisher and spoken about his crush on Miley Cyrus. Now, in a recent interview with the Boombox, Waka Flocka revealed that he thinks white women are where it's at right now. He said, I'm going to be real with you. Anything white people like is like their grandmothers. Grandparents probably was annoyed. He said, as they grew up, that was part of our generation, and people don't understand it because the antic stuff that the new and improved, like your kid's going to be even worse. Basically, he's saying that, they ain't going to go through the black-white stuff. He's trying to say to kids today, they're not going to go through the black-white stuff. Is he for real? Anyway, and then what do y'all think about that? To each their own, now I wouldn't have put it like that, the way he's putting it, white women is where it's at right now. Now, of course, he already should know that that's going to put all types of fire under black women, and being that he's black, you know, and that he's acting like, you know, it's all about the white women. So I don't know if he should have put it like that, but he said in an interview, it's out there. I want to know what you all think. Go to my Twitter, at Real Hot First. Let me know what you all think about Waka Flocka and his statement about white women's where it's at, okay? Speaking of white women, as y'all know, Kim Kardashian, she is pregnant by Kanye West, and a lot of times, you know, with Beyonce, these days, I guess because, you know, I guess you really can't blame the public because, you know, a lot of times these superstars, they do a lot of stuff that just, you know, is just not legit. However, Kim Kardashian, she wanted everybody to know that she is really pregnant, so she went to Twitter and she tweeted, you know, pictures of her baby bump, and she is, you know, unless they got some really, really good graphic design, then yeah, but yeah, she's definitely pregnant. I mean, you know, but really, I thought she was pregnant anyway, because, you know, if you could kind of tell in her face and her hips that, you know, she was, you know, getting pregnant, so, I mean, that she was pregnant. So, you know, so the National Enquirer claimed that the celebrity was involved in some sort of pregnancy hoax. You know, and then, you know, so basically she's wanting to shut everybody up. So she definitely, I'm pretty sure a lot of you all saw that, you know, her pictures of on Twitter of her baby bump. So Kim Kardashian is definitely pregos. And everybody, you all are definitely drunk off the juice, okay? All right, y'all, so there you have it. Now let's move along. Let's go ahead and look at this thing moving. I'm going to go ahead and give you your in the know right quick, let you know what's going on in the know. Hey. Coming at you with the end of note. As y'all know, TLC, the group TLC, which consists of T-Boz, the late Left Eye, and Chili, they have been, you know, making a movie to, you know, tell Tony to talk about their life. And it's kind of amazing because I believe they started shooting in Atlanta early March, and they're finished. You know, a lot of people are saying, like a lot of fans are saying, they hope it was kind of quick. I think so too. You know, I don't know exactly how long is the movie going to be. And I mean, it only took a month to do because they started in March and here it is April and they're finished. Well, at least they're saying they're finished. You know, they said now all they have to do is go back and do the edit, you know, all the editing. I just hope that TLC, they really, you know, show everything, you know, because, you know, if you follow their story, you know, with the bankruptcy and the bad manager and, you know, the baby out of wedlock and, you know, the house burning down with Left Eye. I mean, TLC got a lot of stuff they could tell. And I'm trying to think, did they put everything in that in a movie in 1 month? I don't know. We'll see. You know, I believe it's scheduled to premiere later this year, I think in September or something like that. So we're definitely going to see. So I definitely hope that TLC, you know, put the goods in the movie because we want to see it. You know, we want to see it. And plus today, In today's young generation, they don't know who TLC is, and that kind of hurts. Because, you know, TLC was, like, big back in the 90s, you know. You know, they were, like, one of the largest-selling female groups. But children today don't even know who they are. So hopefully this movie will definitely get, you know, a lot of talk about TLC, and, you know, the young people can kind of see what's going on. So we'll see. Also, TLC news, you know, it's funny whenever, you know, people start to do things like make a movie and, you know, get back out there in the limelight. Then people want to release things that was forbidden to release. Now, back in the day, you know, the song Creep, it actually had two versions to it. The original version that they made, it never got released. And nobody never saw it until now. So now you can actually go on YouTube.com and you can look at the unreleased video version of Creep that was never released. So definitely check that out. I checked it out yesterday, and it was interesting. It was definitely a different feel to that song. But, you know, I can kind of see why they didn't release it, because the one that they did release was a lot better than the unreleased. But, you know, but it's definitely something to see if you haven't never seen it before. So check it out. YouTube.com, the unreleased version of TLC Creep. All right, y'all. and you are now in the know. All right, so real quick, let me go ahead and get back to my Twitter babies. All right, y'all, so as y'all know, so I put out there a question for everybody, and the question was, you know, if a female, if she's dating, you know, well, not really dating, but if a female has male friends, should she get rid of them, you know, to appease her husband or her boyfriend? And, of course, I put it on Twitter, and y'all sounded off, so let me read some of your comments. All right, let's say I have Wiki Some Music said, no, it wouldn't be a relationship. It would be a dictatorship. My answer is no. Okay. I Make Moves said, not if they were before him. No. Okay. I have Kiss the Pink First. She said, heck yeah. Laugh Out Loud. She said, if a woman smart, she would gotta keep home happy. Okay, so she said that yes, get rid of the male friends. Okay, interesting. All right, and she also goes to say, and if they true friends, they can respect your relationship. Really? Okay. All right. Well, that's your opinion. Okay, so let's see. Now I'm gonna go to @Treed. Said nope, because I'm not gonna ditch my female friends. Okay. So obviously, and he's a guy. He's not gonna ditch his female friends. Okay, got it. All right, so @LadyDreamcat says, I wouldn't ditch them, got my boyfriend, but I would ditch them for my husband. Got it. Okay, so if you got a boyfriend, you're going to keep your male friends. But if you marry, you got that ring, and your husband don't like it, you'll ditch the male friends. Okay. All right. All right, @Tolski said, personally, I ain't a jealous type. It wouldn't bother me, but that's a tough question, though. It all depends. All right. Let's see. @DJMillyMill said, it depends on the situation. And one more, @VincentlySassyAri says, I don't think that's fair if they're not going to do the same, because at the end of the day, the friends might outlast the boyfriend. That is very true. That's very true. And that's how you get rid of all your friends to make your husband happy. And then y'all don't even last. Now you don't lost friends. Wow, that was a good one. Thank you all for your tweets. Wow, that was really good. And very true. So definitely keep them coming. Right now, I am going to go ahead and get into another musical selection. But when I get back, I got some real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for. And as y'all know, I got them 10 ways you know you ghetto. And then about that time, it's going to be calling it quits. You know what I'm saying? You would have then had your lunch for today. All right, y'all, but speaking of TLC, I'm going to go ahead and play T-Boz's new song called Champion. Remember, if you haven't downloaded or uploaded yet, definitely do so, because all the proceeds go to children living with leukemia and sickle cell anemia, okay? And you can find her song Champion on iTunes, and the singer is T-Boz. And remember, y'all know how y'all keeping it, right? Real hot and freaky, freaky fresh.
They got you down, crying out, they're coming to get you. All right, y'all. You are keeping it raw and fresh, and that is T-Boz with the song Champion. Very, very, her latest single that she has out. That's what's up, y'all. All right, y'all. Remember, the number to call in is 646-200-3136. And you can definitely hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh. And even check me out on Facebook.com/Real Hot Fresh. But right now, it's time for some real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for. Alright, y'all, here we go. Coming in at number 20, we have Man featuring Ty Dolla $ign, and the song is called Cookies and OG. Coming in at number 19, we got Tone A. Trump featuring Benny Banks and Skinny Sonny with the song Champagne on My Butters. Alright, number 18, we got the song, we got Nico with the song Sanctus Neko. Coming in at number 17, we got Cap with the song I Do. Coming in at number 16, we got Shawty Low with It's Been Real. And as y'all know, there's a video out for that, so definitely check that out. Okay, coming in at number 15, we got Kid Cudi with Solo Dolo Part 2 featuring Kendrick Lamar. Coming in at number 14, we got John Wayne featuring Debo. The song is called Downfall. All right, coming in at number 13, we got Cascade and Swanky Tune featuring Life. The song is called No One Knows Who We Are. That's a Tim Mason remix. Number 12, we got Chris Slate with Okay. Number 11, we got Jacquees with Bow Down. Okay. Number 10. Number 10, we got John Hart with the song Heart to Heart. That's cool. Okay. Coming in at number 9, we got Migos featuring Rich, the Kid, with That's the Remix. Number 8 is Pac B featuring Jose with Down. Number 7, we got the song Shawty Low. He has Extra. Okay, number 6, we got Missoni. The song is called Sound of NY. Okay. Coming in at number 5, who we got for number 5? We got Problem. And the song is called Do It, featuring Jaleel Beats. Coming in at number 4, we got THP with the song Blow. Okay, number 3, we got Brad Paisley with the song Accidental Racist, featuring LL Cool J. Number two, we got Alan Raymond with the song The X. And the number one real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for is Fall Out Boy with The Mighty Fall featuring Big Sean. There y'all have it, y'all. That is what's up. That's your real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for. Be sure to check those artists out. All right, y'all, now, just like, 8 more minutes of the show, we're down to the wire. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in each week, and hopefully, you definitely got a lot of good information and entertainment in this show. You know, like I said, I'm definitely going to bring you information and entertainment at the same time. That's how I do for the lunch hour of the Keeping It Raw and Fresh show. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say, for the women, I know it's hard out there for women because males, a lot of males really don't respect you, just call a spade a spade. They don't respect you, they too busy listening to their friends and they listen to what the media say but then a lot of times they see how other women are, how women don't respect themselves. So then it's like, when they do meet a woman who respects herself, they don't take it seriously, So, women, but my thing is never fold. Don't ever compromise yourself, your Christianity, to appease a man, because men got problems too. They might not show women, but they feel like showing a woman their emotional side makes them less of a man, which is still crazy to me, but. So you may not never see your man for who he really is, but just know that don't compromise yourself to appease him.
especially if he ain't compromising himself to appease you. Okay? Because marriage is equal, 50-50 and all that good stuff. So that's how it is. And also, one more tidbit. Remember, you know, when you go into a marriage, don't expect so much from a man if you ain't willing to do the same as well. You know, because, you know, a lot of times they can be a trap. You know, if you expect the man, or you the man, you know, you're going to do this, you're going to pay this, you're going to do this. You know, he'll do it for a while, but then there's going to come a time when he's going to get sick of it too, because, you know, I've heard many men say, well, why can't she do this for me? Or why can't she pay a bill? Or why can't she buy me? Or why can't she take me out? You know, even though men, they put up this charade and they want this reputation like, you know, they're taking care of home and you know, they got the money and, you know, they take care of everything. And in a way, it's not all the way true, because a lot of guys, they want to be taken out. They want to be, you know, they want to be surprised with gifts, you know. So women, my thing is, you know, step your game up. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. Stop being so lazy. Yeah. Okay, anyway, y'all, but look, I had a good show. I'm tired now. I'm hot. I'm ready to go out and go to the park now, so I'm about to go. So I'm about to do the 10 ways you know you ghetto, and I will talk to y'all next week. Everybody be safe. Remember, keep God first. Stop hustling and stop doing all this bad stuff, and stop smoking. You know, I see so many people smoking, and I mean, they are looking ugly. I mean, their teeth is brown. You don't want to be around them because they smell like a fireplace. I mean, their eyes are yellow. Their skin is bad. Yeah, y'all, I mean, you know, so y'all want to put down all these cigarettes, and, you know, I know a lot of y'all people smoke this weed and stuff, and y'all want to do all this little stuff. So y'all keep on smoking. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, weed is good. It's from the earth. Well, yeah, it might be from the earth, but good grief. Y'all going broke from smoking weed. Yeah, you are going broke. I know people who put all of their, the check and weed. Yeah, they got more weed in the house than they got plants or shoes or something. You know, it's a sad thing to see when you see everybody just put all the money in weed. And then I think, why do you gotta have it? And so, you know, I think more people will respect it more if it was like something, you know, like a little habit. You know, okay, I just do it every blue moon. Some people do that, okay? But some people, yeah, you gotta have it for breakfast, brunch, lunch, a dinner, a late night snack. You just gotta have it all day long. I mean, it's almost like your oxygen. Y'all are pathetic. Anyway, all right, y'all. So let me go and get into 20 to get it, because I mean, y'all got me talking too much now. All right, y'all. Here we go. 10 ways. You know you ghetto if you bought your rims before you bought your car. Okay, you might be ghetto. You might be ghetto. You might be a ghetto shame if you open your Bible and you cough from the dust that flies out. Now, one lesson, y'all, you know what I'm saying? One lesson, y'all, read y'all Bible. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in people's houses and the Bible has so much dust on it. And I be trying to figure out, did you read your Bible today? Mm-hmm. Number 8, you know you a hot ghetto mess if you lie on an application to get a job and then get up in church and testify that God made a way out of nowhere for you to get a job. Number 7, you know you living in the hood if you have to come in the house when the street lights come on. Okay? Number 6, you know you ghetto if you had a candy lady in your neighborhood. But you know what I'm saying? They be selling that candy though, but these days, this candy lady, she don't went up, but she got to pay her rent. So everybody that's high. Number 6, you know you ghetto if you work 3 full-time shifts. First shift is at McDonald's. The second shift is at KFC. And the third shift is stocking at the 24-hour Walmart and still asking your grandma, can you have $85 for a perm? You know what I'm saying? If y'all got that much money, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got 3 jobs. What are you doing with your money? You know what I'm saying? I know people like that. They got about 5 jobs, and they still be asking people for money. I don't get it. Y'all need to get some teeth. Number 5, you know you ghetto if you have a splitting toothache and your friend offers you ibuprofen, but you opt for the Jack Daniels instead. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you start your first day on the job with long, silky, straight hair and brag you have Indian in your family. Then the next day, you can't wear your wig because your 2-year got bubblegum in it and you got to go to work in a short phase. Yeah, I know people, but you know, but these days, people ain't lying no more. They be like, yeah, It's my hair, and I bought it, so they ain't lying no more. Number three, you know you ghetto if you're wearing a Jerry Curl in 2013. Ooh, you out of style, too. Number two, you know you ghetto if you didn't graduate from college, but at the unemployment office, you are applying to be a chemist for Glaxo. And number one, you know you ghetto when your pink hair weave matches your pink baby fat sweatsuit and Dollar Tree lipstick. Ghetto. All right, y'all, that is the show for today. Keep it real hot and fresh for the rest of the week, and I'm going to see y'all next week. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease. Bye-bye.